Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Coming up this hour, Austin, we're going to delve into the NFL coming up at 6:37 this afternoon. We'll talk about that Thursday night Green Bay-Detroit game, which will be a good game. That's just one of the sports stories that we will be kind of perusing here during this hour. Many important things going on in our community, especially based. I noticed that the young ladies who are in town from the NAIA soccer tournament, 16 national teams over Brosnahan playing soccer. Well, not only are they playing soccer, they're appearing at local hospitals and things like that, handing out Christmas goodies. And
yes.
Just great PR for these young ladies. I was just watching them. And boy, I tell you, Pensacola Sports does an amazing job with these tournaments and putting these special kind of events together. So kudos, of course, to Mr. Palmer over there and his team doing another great job with this NAIA soccer tournament.
All right, just about 6:15 here. Hopefully I can do a good job with traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. That's progressive.com/careers. Let's see, looking at the roads here, only one spot giving us trouble right now. That is Avalon Boulevard if you are traveling eastbound passing, Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're still sitting at around 58 degrees right now. Kind of overcast out there. Got some rain coming in this evening. Tonight's low is going to be 56. That rain will bleed into your Thursday, where there will be a high of 67 and a low of 35.
Unplug the inflatables tonight.
Yes.
For the rain, just for the purpose of convenience sake. Now, I was so happy when you kind of clarified the Avalon Boulevard at Highway 90, because that's in Milton. This is the Milton end of Avalon
Boulevard. Yes, Highway 90, yeah.
So, and if you were going southbound on Avalon, if you took it from the freeway south on Avalon during the day, you're going to still face tomorrow. I'm just getting you set up for tomorrow. You probably have those delays on that span because they've been blocking them. A 7 to 10 minute delay. They stop everything. It goes down to one lane, and it can be a real, especially if you're in a hurry. Don't use Garcon. I just encourage you not to do that. But you know, as I'm thinking about this, they always say with these kind of construction things with FDOT, they always add on their weather permitting. It might be just a wet day, and they may not be on that bridge tomorrow.
That's true.
So anyway, just think about that one. The latest reading on the labor market has been released, and Fox's Lillian Wu has the details.
Payroll processor ADP reporting that U.S. businesses created a solid 146,000 new jobs in November, though that is below expectations. Economists polled by the Wall Street Journal had forecast a gain of 163,000 new jobs. The latest numbers assign the jobs market has stabilized after a big cool down over the summer. The number of new private sector jobs created in October was revised down to 184,000 from 233,000. We get the government's official jobs estimate at the end of the week. According to a Wall Street Journal poll, economists expect the November jobs report to show a rebound in new jobs. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And one of our biggest stories nationally here, President-elect Trump asking to have his Georgia criminal election interference case thrown out. Trump's two federal cases have already been tossed, and he's attempting to do the same with his hush money case in New York. The president-elect is accused of attempting to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. And in a court filing, lawyer Steve Sato said that the case should be thrown out before Trump is inaugurated in January.
6:18 News Radio 92.3 over at the United Way of West Florida. Busy. That's an understatement. They are really busy this time of year. The holidays increased the number of calls into their 211 hotline. Now, that hotline is key to people helping them out for anything from paying bills to putting food on the table and even domestic violence intervention. Looking for further help, you can call 211 to receive an updated list of local organizations who might be able to help you out. Mary Zaldonis, United Way VP of Impact Services, says her best piece of advice to anybody in need is to call the hotline as soon as possible rather than waiting to get that help.
All right. 6:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, got an update on Pete Hegseth and some clarification on whether he will be withdrawing from Defense Secretary consideration. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duguid with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hey there, homebuyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Pinnell & Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at BuySellCanell.com.
That's BuySellCanell.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I want to run through the halls of the high school.
Here's Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Was that John Mayer?
Yes.
Okay. He's going to be appearing with that band we were just talking about in Las Vegas.
Yeah, late last hour we were talking about Dead & Company appearing at the Sphere next year.
So he's playing with Dead & Company. Though.
He's
portions
part
of the
yeah.
Grateful Dead.
Right.
He's great.
Yeah.
All right. Here you go, folks. Check the freezer again. A recall has been issued over potential E. coli contamination in carrots used in vegetable medley packages that include produce from the same company that issued that recall last week for cucumbers linked to salmonella. There is a reason for me reminding you, because we have talked about this over the past week.
Right.
Listen to this. Salmonella concerns are now in play for dog owners. Jill Nato has more on this story.
Blue Ridge Beef is recalling some of its puppy mix due to salmonella contamination. The FDA says the problem was discovered when a customer had an entire litter of puppies get sick. The affected products were in 2-pound logs and packaged in clear plastic. They were primarily sold in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic in August. Also getting recalled because of potential salmonella, 5-ounce bags of Gaines Family Farmstead chicken chips. Those have an expiration date of December 2025. Salmonella won't just make your pet sick, it can make you ill if you handle contaminated food. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Here's an invitation for you. You can invite a furry friend into your home during the holidays. The Santa Rosa Animal Services Home for the Holidays is offering a short-term foster program. Now, this year, 2 dates options now through Sunday. Then the Christmas option runs December 16th through the 6th.
All righty.
A couple of puppy stories there for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And now I'll hit you with a couple of traffic and weather stories. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We do just have those backups on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, there's not much. As for the weather, 58 degrees, low of 56 this evening. Rainfall will come in late tonight, bleeding into your Thursday, where the high will be 67, low will be 35.
You know, we talked about this, but I just want to remind you, if you want to retire that U.S. flag that you might have worn out, Pennair Credit Union is presenting its Old Glory flag retirement program. That program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of those old, worn, or tattered American flags. Just bring the retired flags to any Penn Air branch to ensure flags are retired with an honor. And so salute goes out to the folks over at Penn Air.
Absolutely. All righty. Let's see. Mentioned this before the break. Pete Hegseth, saying that he will not be withdrawing from Defense Secretary consideration. President-elect Trump's nominee is on Capitol Hill once again. He was meeting with senators. And the Wall Street Journal reported Trump's considering replacing him, who is embroiled in multiple misconduct allegations. Yeah, Hegseth, he's got a lot of negative press right now, and he's one of those. We said this with Matt Gaetz, and now we're saying it with Hegseth. He's just one of those more controversial picks. Seems very polarizing right now. And of course, Gaetz ended up stepping down, but Hegseth has said no way.
You know, he's a military vet, served honorably for our services, and he has really held his stance on this whole program, because what he's saying is he has better touch because of his age. He's a much, I guess he's in his 40s or so, but he has better touch of who the young servicemen are today. He can relate to them much better and the problems that they're going for. One thing that he really has played very much of a concerted effort is the large and unbelievable and unfortunate number of suicides in the military.
Right.
And he wants to address that, got a real strong background in that. It's going to be interesting in terms of whether he can weather the storm up there. Speaking of president-elect and doing more changes in staffing announcements like that, some key posts recently been released, and even Brown has a definition for us.
President-elect Trump is naming Peter Navarro to be his senior counselor for trade and manufacturing. Navarro served in President Trump's previous administration in similar roles and was instrumental in the creation of the NAFTA replacement U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Navarro also served time in federal prison for refusing to comply with subpoenas from the House January 6th Commission. The president-elect is also selecting tech CEO and private space mission funder Jared Isaacman to be the new NASA chief. Isaacman this year performed the first ever commercial spacewalk on the mission he named Polaris Dawn. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, mentioned this back in the 4 o'clock hour. Walt Disney World planning to unveil several new magical experiences for guests next year. Test Track at Epcot scheduled to reopen with a new storyline late next summer. The high-speed ride is expected to showcase the evolution of General Motors vehicles over the last century. Epcot will also get a new luxury lounge inside Spaceship Earth in the late spring. And at Magic Kingdom, a new evening parade known as the Disney Starlight Dream the Night Away will debut next summer. And these are just a few of the newest attractions that is set to come out at Disney throughout 2025.
627 News Radio 92.3. I told you about this last hour. I'm running a little bit earlier this hour. I told you 635, 637 or so I was going to roll this story for you. But we're going to talk about how you can elevate your PlayStation experience. Do you play a PlayStation in those games?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here's Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
This week's Give Guide focuses on the number two by sales of current generation's consoles, the PlayStation 5. Besides the newest PS5 Pro, which upgrades the rendering and the refresh rate, as well as minor graphical upgrades, the hot accessory is the PlayStation Portal. Using Wi-Fi, it connects to the PlayStation of your choice to bring your games on the go. Along with the Portal, take a look at their Pulse line of headphones. I have an Elite, and I can say with honesty, it's the best pair of headphones I've owned for the PlayStation system. For those favoring a more discreet audio solution, Sony's wireless earbuds deliver quality sound on your travels with the Portal or while simply enjoying music from your phone. As for games, PlayStation's family-friendly Astrobot from Team Asobi nods to their beloved characters and is a contender for the prestigious Game of the Year at the Game Awards 2024. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
All right, very well. And also wanted to say Republican Senator Rick Scott, he says the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, is badly needed. He compares it to what he did as Florida's governor, coming in with a bloated budget, balancing it out. He'll be in the U.S. House chambers as the caucus meets with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. And, of course, they've been picked by Trump to lead the department.
Okay, here's something I want you to put down on your calendar. Tomorrow night may not be the optimal night to check this out, but I'm talking about the Runamuck Ranch up in Bratt. It's open this year with tens of thousands of Christmas lights, including, yes, the goats in pajamas. Woo! Does that excite you?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely. The free event is a walk-through event, not a drive-through presentation. So you need to bring along your walking shoes. The ranch is located at 4951 Rigby Road in Bratt, about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary, if you're familiar with this area. The Lights Festival is open Thursday through Saturday throughout December. Gates open 5:30, 8:30, weather permitting. And I'm saying this because you have not painted such a pretty picture for Thursday's weather.
Yeah, it's going to be be rainy.
You might want to just play this by ear. Again, they are open 5:30 to 8:30. Thursday through Saturdays throughout December. It is the Runamuck Ranch in Bratt. Open this year. Check out the lights and check out the goats.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A man hunted in New York City after a gunman fatally shot a healthcare CEO in front of a hotel this morning. Fox's Alexis McAdams reports.
United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, he was a dad of two, and he was hailed as a stand-up guy. He was only 50 years old. He was supposed to speak this morning at an Investors Day conference at the Hilton. That's why he was here, but he was gunned down in what investigators say is a targeted attack.
Police say the shooter fled into Central Park. The shooting at a Northern California elementary school today, about 65 miles north of Sacramento.
The Butte County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to an active incident involving a shooting at Feather River School in Palermo, revealing two students were taken to hospitals, adding the suspected shooter died after apparently shooting himself. A motive is unclear.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President-elect Donald Trump announcing today he intends to nominate cryptocurrency advocate Paul Atkins to the chair the Securities and Exchange Commission. Trump said Atkins, a former SEC commissioner, was a proven leader for common sense regulations. Since leaving the SEC, Atkins has made the case against too much market regulation. On Wall Street today, the three main indexes set fresh new record highs, with the Dow gaining more than 300, the S&P 500 up 36, and the NASDAQ growing by more than 1.25%. American Eagle issuing weak holiday guidance today, cutting its full-year forecast as it contends with consumers on the prowl for a deal. The apparel brand narrowly missed Wall Street's expectations on the top line, but beat on the bottom line. U.S. crude oil futures for January falling more than 1.5% today, under $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of Sportsman. It's sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up, it's golf. And the first TGL event for Tiger Woods' team will be on January 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern. As for the next time we could see Tiger back on the PGA Tour, the 15-time major champion said that he's got a long ways to go, but he still has the fire burning inside of him to compete. And whenever Tiger returns to professional golf, I'll be watching, but unfortunately I can't expect anything out of him anymore. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome.
Welcome to TGL presented by SoFi. Golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line call. Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com and tune into the inaugural season beginning January 7th. Keep up. It's golf.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Tom Baudette from Manger 6. We know you've been traveling a lot this holiday season, and you've probably been told there's no room at the inn. Well, that's just not the case here at Manger 6.
This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a super Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Morgan, Promotion Assistant for Cat Country, wishing you a Happy Holidays and a Merry Christmas.
This is Tom Baudette from Manger 6 reminding you there's always room at this inn. We'll even leave a star out for you.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh boy, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Oh my goodness, you've got me stumped here.
Oh, as far as the musical artist?
Yeah, I couldn't figure out that.
It's Mike Posner.
Let me read that. I couldn't figure it out. Who was it?
Mike Posner.
Okay. Okay, I'll bite into it. New, old artist. I've never heard of
this
guy.
He's newer, but that song's years old.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And what would you call that song? What kind of genre would you call it? It's not rap.
Electronic.
Techno.
Techno, sure.
Probably techno. That's probably why I didn't know what song that was.
Because it's a remix of that song.
Oh, that okay. Wait a minute. That song, what we heard was a remix of another song?
No, it's a certain remix of that song. Like there's a couple different versions, I guess.
I gotcha. Okay, 2024 was a better year for military recruitment compared to the previous years. I know they had some problems. Everybody fell below their numbers and just had a bad 24. Well, Kevin Uritsky has more in Securing America.
Securing America.
The U.S. military has had difficulty recruiting over the last several years, but 2024 saw significant improvement. During a Tuesday conversation with the Stimson Center, an international security think tank, the chief of naval operations, Admiral Lisa Franchetti, detailed her branch's increases over the last year.
We actually exceeded our recruiting goal, and we had actually raised our recruiting goal. So we recruited over 40,600 brand new sailors.
Franchetti says that the increase is due in part to the U.S. military as a whole trying to better understand the individuals they want to recruit.
And I think they really want to be part of a team. They want to understand the why behind what they're doing.
She says the Navy has also focused extensively on improving housing
and making sure that people have an opportunity to separate their work life from their home life.
And that the overall goal is,
what does it look like to be a world-class employer of choice, and how do we get there?
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
I'm telling you, I hear a different version from my son who's in the Navy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But anyway, best of luck on the recruiting efforts in terms of doing this. You notice they did not kind of bring in there about how they lowered the standards of letting people in the Navy this past year.
Right.
Oh, man. I mean, they have lowered the quality levels a lot. Mm. So that's maybe why we're seeing more numbers, because we're allowing more people to join up.
Perhaps.
Benefits are great. I can tell you that.
Just a couple sports headlines here for you. Tiger Woods hoping to return to the course in 2025. He's not completed in an event since July and had he has not competed in an event since July and had other surgeries on his back in September. He spoke at the Hero World Challenge, the tournament he hosts in the Bahamas, and said the procedure helped and he hopes he will be physically stronger and better next year. He added that the fire still burns to compete, and the 48-year-old is not playing in the Hero World Challenge.
6:40, 20 away from 7, News Radio 92.3. Of course, the 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships underway over at Ashton-Brosnahan. The Tuesday's winners were William Carey, Columbia, Kaiser, and Tennessee Southern. Quarterfinals set to go on Thursday, weather permitting.
Yes, that's the key word.
That's going to be the key word. John Brown faces Savannah, Georgia on that. And also, I just wanted to throw in here, you know, these young ladies are magnificent. And I say that not only on the field in athletic arenas, but off the field. Did you know these ladies went to different things and made bags, special bags for people for Christmas holidays?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this was just absolutely something that kind of touched me, because, you know, they were out there and really doing nice things for our community.
Right.
Which was just absolutely stellar. And so our hats, our big hee-haw salute goes out to all those fabulous athletes from the 2024 NAIA Women's Soccer National Championships.
All right. And a four-time NBA All-Star officially calling it a career. According to ESPN, Paul Millsap announcing his retirement from the league after 16 seasons. Selected 47th overall back in the 2006 draft, he went on to play for several teams, including Utah, Atlanta, Denver, Brooklyn, and Philly. He last suited up for the Nets and Sixers during the 21-22 season. And he's one of just 8 players in league history to record 500 three-pointers, 1,000 blocks, and 1,000 steals.
What's his name?
Paul Millsap.
You know, I don't even remember that.
I remember that name. I forgot who he played for, though. Him playing for the Jazz rings a bell, and the Nets as well. Oh, wait, maybe I remember him for the Hawks as well. I remember this guy.
Maybe you're going down the wrong hole.
Bottom line is, yes, I remember the name Paul Millsap. Haven't heard it in a while, though.
Speaking of going down the wrong hole, we have heard about this, and folks, you probably have heard about it too much as well. President Biden pardons his son Hunter after saying he wouldn't do it, and lawmakers now pretty peeved.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The anger and frustration that Democratic lawmakers feel against Joe Biden for his pardon of his son Hunter and the inherent lies is captured by the speaking out of the president of their own party. They are upset. All these Democrats, Colorado Congressman Jason Crow, he promised he would not do this. I think it'll be harder for us going forward when we talk about upholding democracy. Washington Congresswoman Marie Glusenkamp Perez, the president made the wrong decision. No family should be above the law. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett said Biden put personal interest ahead of duty and further erodes Americans' faith that the justice system is fair and equal, ahead of his responsibility to the country's Vermont Senator Peter Welch, President Biden's pardon pardon of his son is, as the action of a loving father understandable, but as the action of our nation's chief executive, unwise. That's tough to do. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Yeah, I understand why Democrats would be concerned, because it's a matter of...
I think everybody should be concerned.
Oh, yeah, no. Everyone should be concerned. I agree with you. But as far as, like, obviously, you expect Republicans to be concerned.
I expect everybody to be concerned.
Well, I know, but come on, man. Politics is a gamesmanship sport here. So I'm surprised that... or not surprised, but I'm happy that Democrats are speaking up, making a point of doing that, because... You right now need to be trying to prove why your party's better, why it is more morally sound, why it is more ideal. And if you kind of paint yourself out as hypocrites or whatever, or petty, which could describe this move by Biden here, I think it's just a bad look.
You know what it is, when you say the Democrats are talking about this thing? You know why they're doing this?
Why is that?
It's because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. It's, listen, they're saying Chicago is going MAGA.
Really?
They are so ticked at the leadership, the mayor of Chicago, giving these millions of dollars to the migrants. And the city is, I know that used to be the Greenfield low development area in Chicago. And those folks are starving. They don't have anything. But here come the migrants. They give them a credit card. Here's your expense for the money. Here's all of your benefits. Here, nice place to stay. I got an apartment for you. They're not even friggin' a part of the United States.
Right.
That's what's making people mad.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There is no debate there. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, we've just had one problem that has been persisting throughout this 6 o'clock hour, and that is Highway 90. If you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90 passing Avalon Boulevard, we do have some backups there. Hopefully those will break down sooner rather than later. As for the weather, 58 degrees, low of 56 tonight. Rain chances increasing throughout the evening, bleeding into your Thursday, where the high will be 67 and the low will be 35.
And you were mentioning during the last hour the Prime Minister of France resigned. And then I mentioned to you that President-elect Trump was heading to Paris. Why? It is for the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral. It's going to be a big, big deal. 20 people from the U.S. were invited to this thing.
Really?
Joe wasn't even seen on the list.
I do find that odd. I know that he is, you know, the only the president for a little bit longer, but he's nonetheless the president.
Would, if he said he was coming, would you believe he was coming?
If Biden said he was going, yeah, I'd believe him.
If Biden says he wasn't going to pardon his son, would you believe him?
Ooh, good point.
You're darn right. It's a good point.
Well, honestly, I think we're talking about two very different things.
No, we're talking about the same thing.
We're talking about the same
telling
person.
Telling the truth is what we're talking about.
Yeah, but they range in severity. You can't expect the guy to stand by that when it comes to his son, especially in this current political climate. Making an appearance somewhere is a different story.
As they said in the report, separating family and your job.
Right.
Two different things.
Oh, no, they absolutely are.
Okay, so President-elect Trump is heading to Paris to do a little partying.
Donald Trump will be joined by 50 world leaders to witness the rebirth of a French icon. The ceremony begins on Friday when Archbishop Laurent Ulrich bangs on Notre Dame Cathedral's ornate doors. Shortly after, the grand organ will burst back into life. Its 8,000 pipes have been painstakingly cleaned of toxic dust spread by the 2019 fire. Then a global cavalcade of music from the likes of French-American cellist Yo-Yo Ma and South African opera singer Pretty Yende. All this means security will be tight. Police measures will draw on those used during last summer's Olympic Games. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All right, 6:47 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Always like to get to your stock numbers at least once an hour. Well, Wall Street closing at new all-time highs. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones rose, Dow Jones Industrial Average, that is, rose 308 points to 45.14. The S&P 500 added 36 points to 60.86. And the NASDAQ rose 254 points to 19.735.
Okay, PPD is giving you about a 30-day reprieve on this whole installation of red light cameras. They've put cameras in at several intersections to monitor drivers running those red lights. Always go by the 3-second count rule. If you're the first car at that red light, count to three before going out there. You'll thank me later for this. Here's those running, those new red light cameras are at 9th and Bayou, 9th at Airport, 9th and Fairfield, 9th and Gregory, and Davis and Fairfield. The department is, like I said, they're giving you 30 days here to work it out and just kind of fill it out. What they're going to do is they will send you a ticket, but it'll be just a warning ticket saying on this such and such date, we're going to... next time you do it, if it's in this state, you got to get a real ticket. So you'll get the mail for that violation. The fine, by the way, you want to know what it costs to run that darn red light?
What?
$158. So my idea of counting to three sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny you mentioned that because when we were talking about this yesterday, letting people know this stuff, had a texter drop in. First of all, if you ever want to drop in, 850-437-1620, you can text in, let us know what's on your mind.
We love it.
Yes, absolutely. Always love the engagement. But one texter yesterday made a remark about the three-second rule has saved them on many occasions. So absolutely, you'll see it all the time. If you just stop and wait, look both ways, you'll see some imbecile flying past a light. It's just... it's what happens.
I think the only downside to this is when the knucklehead behind you lays on the horn after the first second.
Yeah.
I hate that. I mean, just, you know,
give I try
a,
to give you some room
give
for error
a break
here.
Here, you know? I mean, come right on. I'm trying to save everybody. But they always have them. Yep. I cannot believe how loose horns are around here. People are on horns all, come on, let's go. Where are you going so fast? You know, where's the party at? So clue me in. Anyway, 3 second, count it, one, two, three, and it'll help you, I promise.
Absolutely. And the Mega Millions jackpot, that would help you too. It's rolling over again with no grand prize winner in last night's drawing. That means the next drawing coming up on Friday will be worth a massive $579 million just in time for the holidays. And the cash option on that works out to be more than $276 million. The odds of winning the top prize, roughly 1 in 302 million. So good luck. You're going to need it.
You know, you don't realize how happy it makes me feel when somebody texts in and comments on a statement that you make about counting to three.
Yeah, they said, hey, it's a good idea. It's worked.
You know, it just makes it makes sense.
Right.
That's all it does. Just calm down. Just take your time a little bit. Believe me, the count of three is not asking too much if you're watching your time. You know, FDOT, I want to shift gears here real quick, is looking into whether more lighting is needed at the intersection of Highway 29 and Carolyn Way. If you remember, that's where, unfortunately, a woman who was using a walker was hit and killed while crossing the road, happened Monday night. She was dressed in black clothes. I'm not making that an excuse. I'm just saying if you do go out, wear clothes that can be seen. If you have even put a little stick, piece of tape or the reflective tape on, right, on your back or something like that, so drivers can see you a whole lot better. FDOT's Ian Satter had this to say.
You know, the best advocate for safety are the people who utilize our roadways every day and making sure that you are in a place that keeps you safe as well.
One thing that we all have to come to grips with, there are no plans to install lighting, especially at that intersection. But for now, FDOT is recommending crossing at intersections that already have lighting. Perfect example right there at Brentline.
Yes, absolutely. 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, World Health Organization looking into a deadly unknown disease that, luckily, is nowhere near here from what we know of. But nonetheless, you may want to keep an ear out for it. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. as Chad PQ from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is...
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrule.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Nice Christmas song there to get you in the spirit.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're looking for Christmas music and not your typical satellite Christmas music, you need to go to Christmas 94, Pensacola Christmas Station. They have an incredible playlist over there, but it is on the air. You definitely need to take advantage of this. And the beauty of this is, of course, you don't have to have a satellite station to pay your monthly fee. It is absolutely free at 94.5 FM.
All right. Let's see. Almost 6:55 here. The last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this evening. On the roads, we've still got some minor backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, but it is decreasing, so hopefully that will be done with pretty soon. As for the weather, 58 degrees, low of 56 tonight. Got about a 30% chance of rain as we bleed into the evening, but it'll ramp up to around 70 and head into your Thursday, where the high will be 65 and low will be 35.
Okay, time is clicking here. Might want to put this on your calendar. The Pensacola Beach Chambers 2024 Season Your Holidays Lighted Boat Parade is Friday, setting sail from Sabine Marina. And we checked the weather. You're going to have a beautiful, beautiful night on Friday. On Sunday, it's the annual Surfing Santa Beach Parade, rolling 2 o'clock from Avenida 10 down Via de Luna towards Casino Beach. And then down the road, a couple of weeks away here, midnight, the 31st on Pensacola Beach. Get ready for that free fireworks display right there along the Santa Rosa Sound. Epicenter is the boardwalk.
All right. And hinted at this before the break, World Health Organization looking into a deadly unknown disease in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The disease has killed more than 140 people so far. WHO says those infected had flu-like symptoms, including severe headaches and high fever. As I mentioned before the break, of course, this isn't something that's around here. But, you know, as an American, when you've heard about the hysteria surrounding swine flu years ago, Ebola, of course, COVID, how could you not? And you know that these all came from like other places or certain things or certain countries, whatever. Nonetheless, kind of sends off alarm bells, some red flags waving.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Something else to worry about.
Okay, details on a new 9-show residency coming to Las Vegas. Boy, you know, the folks that are playing out there are a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ashley Dvorkin has details in Fox Celebrity Profile.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Sammy Hagar, who is bringing his 2024 summer tour Best of All Worlds to Las Vegas for a 9-show residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM.
I kept getting off the offers to go back on tour this summer, and I'm going, you know, I don't know if I can do that again. You know, that was hard work, all that touring. We played 33 cities, and I'm going, because it really is harder for me to perform and sing at my age. You know, I'm not a spring chicken here. So I thought, well, what's the easiest thing I can do? And then we got this offer for Vegas. I said, I'm in.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer will reunite with his bandmates, Michael Anthony, Joe Satriani, and Kenny Aronoff.
This is only 5,000 seats. So that's going to be unique in itself, that the person, there is no bad seat. There's no one way in the back with binoculars. And we got big screens anyway. So that's one of the things that I think is going to make it so special.
There will be career-spanning hits and more.
But the songs we're trying to squeeze in this time are deeper tracks that will replace every other night.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
All right. And if you're looking for somewhere to head out this holiday season, trying to mix it up a little bit, well, one city gaining a reputation as the best for winter holidays, that's Atlanta. Wallet Hub took into consideration things like travel costs, attractions, weather, and activities among the country's 70 largest metro areas, and the financial website ranked the city at number one, just ahead of New York City.
And this was a winter ranking? Is that what that was?
Yeah, best cities to go to during the winter holidays. Atlanta, number one over NYC.
I find that to be strange. No snow usually in Atlanta. They don't get much snow.
Well, but that's the thing. Whenever we talk about snow, you always got that one dude saying, hey, snow sucks because you get snowed into your house and you can't get out. Right. So who knows? Maybe that's a positive.
You're probably right there, you know. But I didn't think Atlanta was going to be the one, actually.
That is surprising, especially considering traffic is known for being hectic there before the holidays.
Okay, Keep the Wreath, fire safety campaign. It is back, been around for a long time here. It's going to be fire rescue placing that first red bulb on Monday on the fire wreath following a residential structure fire. Happened in the 7500 block of Pontiac Drive. Early Tuesday morning, a fire destroyed a mobile home in the 5400 block of Wales Avenue. Here's a good side, no injuries in either one of these blazes during the month-long campaign. Wreaths are on display at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Each time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb will be replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. So I'm hoping when I'm doing scripts at 5:30 in the morning, I'm hoping I don't come across number three.
Right, absolutely. And keeping kind of with a similar theme, some folks in Kentucky a bit shaken, but no injuries reported after a large explosion during a gender reveal. Firefighters cleared out the scene and posted on Facebook that the explosion site was very blue. So I guess it was a boy.
Absolutely. Listen, thanks everybody for having us on today. We appreciate it. We'll do it all again tomorrow morning, or tomorrow at 4.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.